This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Avrora Afanasyeva. First name is Avrora, A-V-R-O-R-A. Last name is Afanasyeva, A-F-A-N-A-S-I-E-V-A. Date of birth 4/28/2022. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Yam, Y-A-M-Yam. Address 825 Pollard Road, P-O-L-L-A-R-D Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992. Fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Marina Yam, M-A-R-I-N-A, last name Yam, Y-A-M-Yam. Thank you for asking me to see this two-year-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. This two-year-old little girl was born in Greece and came to this country not too long ago with history of milk allergy, which started at age 6 months, period. However, milk allergy has improved, and she can eat cheese, pizza, ice cream, yogurt, and just about everything else without any significant problem, period. She's been getting some rashes, which are hives located on her arms and abdomen, period. There is no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. There is no obvious history of allergies in the family, period. History was somewhat difficult to obtain because we could not get somebody to translate in Ukrainian language, period. She takes some Zyrtec and Claritin off and on with definite benefit, period. Nobody in the family is sick, period. There is a cat in the family, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant two-year-old child who did not appear to be sick, period. There are a few small hives on her abdomen, period. Rest of the exam was completely normal, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and in relationship to its various symptoms, and period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Certainly family is concerned about milk allergy, and I recommended doing some lab work, period. This child also has history of iron deficiency anemia, and I believe she is being appropriately treated, period. Her lab results are as follows. Number one, total IgE 103, which is mildly elevated. Her rest of her in vitro allergy profile to dust mites, common trees, grasses, molds, animals, etc., was completely normal, period. Cow's milk IgE is 1.88, which is moderately elevated. I did some component testing, and results are as follows. Number one, alpha lactalbumin is normal. Number two, casein is normal. Number three, beta lactalbumin is moderately elevated, period. This will obviously signify some symptoms of milk allergy, which are probably going to outgrow in future period. She certainly has a high risk of reacting to fresh milk, fresh milk period. This testing results were explained to the family in great detail, and they were quite happy to hear that her allergies are to her allergy is to fresh milk, and milk products are going to be okay to consume, period. Interestingly, on her second visit after the testing was done, she told me there is a possible history of hive and perhaps hives and perhaps angioedema to fish and shrimp, period. She has been eating these foods for more than a year, period. There is no history of any obvious anaphylaxis or emergency room visit, period. Family wants to know if there is any evidence of any shrimp or fish allergy, period. I recommended some blood testing, and family would like to wait and get that done in a near future, period. In the meantime, I period. So, my final diagnosis milk allergy, number two, mild dermatographism, number three, possible allergy to shrimp or fish, period. My treatment plan, no fresh milk should be consumed. Number two, milk products should be acceptable unless there is a reaction, period. If there's any hint of any reaction, then she should be seen again and perhaps retested, period. Number three, avoid any shellfish or fish till more testing can be performed. Number four, Zyrtec 2.5 ml to 5 ml once daily for urticarial rashes, and this should be given for at least a few months, and then she can be reassessed, period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Avarora Efensenieva. Thank you.